الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, quite often we hear a person complaining and crying out that I trusted him, but he let me down. He betrayed me. He was disloyal to me. I relied upon him. I placed all my trust into that particular person. I thought him to be a trustworthy person. I really believe he was amanatdar. But he betrayed me. He deceived me. He lied to me. My entire life savings is all lost now. It has been usurped, eaten up, consumed by this person. He hasn't given me back a single cent. And this is a very common cry. Many of us may have faced it. We hear this all the time. To betray a person, to breach a trust, an amanat that was in your possession, to breach that amanat, to be disloyal to the person, to betray him, to deceive him, to lie to him, to cheat. This is a very big sin. It is a major sin in Sharia. This is contrary to the teachings of Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He praised the believers in the 18th juz, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers are most certainly successful. And when Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned their salient qualities, their noble qualities, amongst which He said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, and those who are genuinely observant with regard to the trust that are in their possession and the covenants they make, they are very careful about it. So that a believer is a person who will fulfill an amanat that he has in his possession. Contrary to that is the sign of a hypocrite, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Ayatul Munafiqi Salat: Ida haddatha kadhaba, wa ida wa'ada akhlafa, wa ida tumina khana." The signs of a hypocrite are three: when he speaks lies; when he promises, he breaks the promise; and whenever he is entrusted with anything, he breaches the trust. He is a khain, he has made khiyanat. He is not amanatdar, he is not ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before nubuwa, even before becoming a nabi, he had beautiful qualities. But two qualities he was well known for. Amongst all the people, amongst all the Quraysh, Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, the honest one, the truthful one. Any person had anything to keep as a trust, or they, if they could trust any person, it was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Amin, As-Sadiq. To such an extent, that when the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes hijrat from Makkah to Medina, and we know how the Muslims were persecuted at that time. They were troubled. Pain and injuries were inflicted upon them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to leave Makkah and go to Medina secretly. At night he leaves. He's escaping from the clutches of the Quraysh, the enemy, were prepared to kill him. They were waiting to assassinate him. Even at that point, because people had trusted him before that, and they kept some of their possessions by him, he deputes Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala in his place, who stays in his house that night, sleeps in on the bed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the next day Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala would then distribute or give back the trust that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any one of us in that case, we will see, these are our enemy. Now why should I be loyal to them? But he had the possessions, and he wanted the possession to be given back to the rightful owners. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِلَى مَنِ اْتَمَنَكَ. Give back, discharge the amanat to whomsoever entrusted you. وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكَ. That person who was disloyal to you, in return, you don't be disloyal to him. You must show your trustworthiness. The common understanding of amana is, if somebody leaves something by me, his money, his some possession, some item, then when he comes back, then I give him back that item. Yes, this is one of the meanings of amana. Amana has a greater meaning, a much broader meaning. In the riwayat of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah in his Sahih al-Jami', Imam Bukhari rahmatullah gives a very intriguing incident in the time of Bani Israel, of course. That incident took place long before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in those ancient times, he gives and he records, he narrates an incident of a person in the time of Bani Israel who required a loan. He needed 1,000 dinars, 1,000 gold coins. So he meets a person who is prepared to give him this loan of 1,000 dinars at that time. So the person then asks him, give me a produce, a witness, so that I know that you will be loyal, and I have this witness, so that you will repay me my loan on the due date. He says, I've got no witness. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Allah is my witness. Allah is a sufficient witness. So the man says, yes. Then the man says, okay, what about a guarantor? Give me a guarantor. In the event you do not repay me, what do? I can go back to that guarantor. He says, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. I've got no other person who can guarantee me besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man agrees. He says, what you're saying is right. So this is the due date. You repay me my loan on this particular date. And this man who received the loan lived across the river. And he had come by means of a boat, and he got this money, 1,000 dinars, and now he goes back. He fulfills whatever need he had with the money, and now comes the due date. And he searches desperately for a boat to transport him back to this man to repay this loan. But unfortunately, he does not find any boat. There was no cell phone, no social media, no telephone, no way of passing on the messages, I've got this problem. He goes, he takes the 1,000 dinars. He finds a log, a bark of a tree. He makes a hole. He stuffs this coin, these coins. He writes a little note. And then he closes this log. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you have seen that this man asked me for a witness. And I said, you are the best witness. He asked me for a guarantor. I said, oh Allah, you are the best of guarantors. Oh Allah, you have seen I've tried desperately to find a markab, a means of transport to reach this man to pay him his money on the due date. Wallah, I cannot find any person. What do I do? Wallah, I'm pushing this log, I'm throwing it into the sea. With this hope that, oh Allah, you will make it reach that person on the due date. He does so. Takes the name of Allah and he throws his log in. On the other hand, that man was waiting for his money. So he's waiting and waiting and he cannot see any person, any boat coming. Finally, he sees his log and he required some wood for home. So he takes his log home. And as he chops his wood at home, he finds the gold coins and with this sahifa, with a little note. But that man who sent the money was still uncertain whether this money really reached him or not. Finally, after some time, he gets some more money, another 1,000 dinars. He finds a boat, he hires the boat, and he reaches across and he meets this person who tells him that it was a long while, I waited for a long period. He explains to him, he apologizes, he says, this was a situation and I was desperate, I could not find any boat to sail me across. Then the man asks him, tell me, did you ever send anything in this form? He says, yes. I had sent this money in a log, hoping that it reaches you. He said, when Allah has discharged your amana. Allah had discharged your amana. So this extra money you're giving me is not mine, it is yours. Take it back. And the money that you sent, I received it. Jazakallah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala then says, he says that we were by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he narrated this incident. And then amongst the Sahaba we began to debate that who was the better of the two? Who was more amanatdar? The man who sent the money and despite the fact that he tried his level best, he was restless, he was bare-chain, he still took the initiative and he brings some more money, comes back to the person. Perhaps that log did not reach him. But what about the person who received the money? He could have just pretended as though nothing came to him. But he was honest as well. Sayyidina Abu Huraira says, Sahaba had both views. Some were saying, no, this first, the man who borrowed. The other said, no, the one who lent the money. Hatta yakthura lagatuna. There was a little bit of noise amongst us and we began to debate. My respected brothers and elders, imagine our situation. How many of us will have the courage to even go to that extent? How often a person trusted us, but we breached that trust. We may be a trustee of an organization, of an institution. A person who is a judge is also placed in a very amanatdar position. A mufti and alim also in amanatdar position. Any person of authority. You have people under you. People who have trusted you. We have wives. They are under our care. They are also an amanat to us. The word amanat from Amuna. Amuna means the person is a reliable person. He's trustworthy. He's Amin. Ulama say, where a person has sukurul qalb, that when you passed on the position to that man for safekeeping, then you were relaxed, your heart was satisfied that this man is amanadar. He's reliable. It's a broad word, broad meaning. It's not only to do with wealth and possessions that somebody gives you. The time we have is also amana. Allah has taken a qasam on time, wal asr. And imagine the hours and days and months we just waste in every other pursuit, idle pursuit of this world, not realizing that we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. And the greatest regret on the day of Qiyamah, for even an inmate of Jannah, one who is going to be a jannati, dweller of paradise, the hasrat he will have, the regret he will have for the moments in this world that he wasted, in which he could have read one subhanallah and another tree could have been planted for him in paradise. The time we have is an amana. You have an occupation. You are working for some company, you're working for a shop, you're working for an institution, an organization, wherever you are working, you're employed, the time is amana. You're expected to carry out certain duties. But if during that time, without permission from the owner, without permission from the employee, without permission from the boss,
If you utilize that time for your own work, for your private work, use the company phone for your private calls. My respected brothers and elders, that is khiyana. You are being disloyal. You are answerable on the day of Qiyamah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that إِنَّ الْأَمَانَةَ وَالصِّلَةَ Amanat, as we explained, and sila, as we're doing in the morning after Fajr, sila rahmi, family relationship. These two things will stand, يَقُومَانِ عَلَى جَنْبَيِّ الصِّرَاطِ On either side of pul sirat. And as the man is going across pul sirat, the bridge, over Jahannam, hoping to reach Jannah, these two things will be given a form. Amanat will be given a form. Family relationship will be given a form. And any person who was relaxed as far as amanat was concerned and maintaining family relationship, these two things will pull him into Jahannam. May Allah save us. It is something serious. The bodies we have, the jism that we have, it is an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday I read an article written by some Westerner. And I see what ideology they have, their belief system, their thinking. And he's addressing the youth, those who are in the teens. And what does he say? What is his message? He says, I'm just giving you the gist of what he had mentioned in the article. He says, it is your body. It is your time. Do as you please. Do as you please. Nobody can question you. He says, you may date any person you wish, sleep with anyone you wish, enjoy your teens. It's not going to come back to you. Enjoy your freedom. Do as you please. Encouraging the youngster to live a life, a morbid life, a life of filth, a life of zina, a life of dating, a life of having an illicit relationship, a life without any accountability, a life without responsibility. Do as you please. Enjoy your life. Sleep with any woman you wish. Whereas Islam tells us, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day of Qiyamah, one narration says 4, another narration says 5. 5 questions a person will have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even before he can move his 2 own feet. The moment he is resurrected, he's standing on the plains of Qiyamah. Ibn Adam's feet will not even move. And he will have to answer those questions. Among those questions that Shabab I gave you, that youth I gave you, how did you spend your youth? The body I gave you, fima ablahu, how did you utilize your body? Wa inna li jasadika alayka haqqan. Rasulullah says your body has a right over you. Of course, in a person is making excessive ibadah, he is told to rest. But we go extremes. How do we utilize our body? What do we feed and nourish our bodies with? Did it ever cross our mind that we are sometimes nourishing our bodies with haram? And we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The limbs that we have, the eyes that we possess, this eye that Allah has given us, with which we are able to see and enjoy the beauty of this world. There is khiyanat of this eye as well, if it is not utilized correctly. If we abuse this, Allah mentions in the Quran, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ Allah knows very well the khiyanat of these eyes. Instead of looking at that which is permissible and halal for you, the person casts a lustful glance at a haram woman. You have made khiyanat of this eye. So the occupation you have, the job that you have, the body that you have, the time that you have, even the secret that you have. Somebody trusts you. He tells you a secret. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when a man tells you something, and the moment he moves away, فَهِيَ amana, it is an amana. You have no right without his permission to let that go viral. To mention that to others. You have to take his permission. الْمَجَالِسُ بِالْأَمَانَةِ We have meetings in the corporate world, we have meetings in our institutions, we have meetings, and how often we say that even the walls have ears today. You hardly even set foot out of the meeting room, and already people know what's happening. Al-majalisu bil-amana. Rasulullah says, inna a'zam al-amana. The most severe amana, the one that is so severe on the day of Qiyamah, and any person who breaches this amana, in the hadith he mentioned, inna asharra an-nas. Inna asharra an-nas. The worst of mankind. The worst of mankind on the day of Qiyamah is who? Listen very carefully, respected brothers and elders. That man, yufzi ila imra'atihi, who is intimate with his own wife, his halal wife, wa tufzi ilayhi, she's intimate with him. So they are intimate at night. In the morning, thumma yanshuru sirraha, he goes and he broadcasts to his friends and to the public his bedroom secrets. This is how my wife performed at night. This is what she did. This is how she does. Rasulullah says this is the most important of the amanat that a person has. And he should be very careful. How foolish can a person be that his wife, who is a trust to him, she is also entrusted to him. He is entrusted to her. There is a bond. And there is this amanat between both. These are private matters. It's a private life. And then he goes and he reveals to her the secrets of his own privacy. The exact thing is happening today in the social media. The exact thing is happening. May Allah forgive us. May Allah give us hidayat. So the word amanat is not just a person gives you some wealth to keep, but even the time that we have. The knowledge we have is amana. The bodies we have is amana. The meetings that we conduct secretly, these are all amana. There's so many incidents in the Quran also. We find that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, the incident is very long, just the gist of this incident. When he leaves, when he escapes Egypt from Fir'aun, and now he comes to Madian, and there is Shu'ib alayhi salatu salam, who has his two daughters, and Shu'ib alayhi salatu salam was very old, and he could not take the flock of sheep to graze on his own, and they required water to be brought from the well for the house. So his two daughters had volunteered, and they saw their father's old age and feebleness, so they took charge of this, and they were responsible for taking the flock of sheep for grazing and to bring water from the well. But when Musa alayhi salam went there, and he was under a tree, and he happened to observe two young girls coming, but they were being pushed away by the other men who came. Even though they were there first, but these men exploited them. They pushed their way through, and they took the water from the well, and they saw to their own needs first. So Musa alayhi salatu salam goes, and he takes the flock of sheep, and then he goes, and he picks up the lid of this well himself with such strength and vigor, and he brings the buckets of water for them. He draws the buckets of water for them. He feeds these animals, and he lets them go. So they go back home to their father, and they report this incident, because unlike normal, where they would come much later, today they came early. He was a bit concerned. So one of the daughters says, قَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا. She explains the whole incident to the father, and then she says, look at her intelligence. يَا أَبَيْتِي, O my beloved father, إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. That you should employ this person. They did not know he was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of Allah. But it would be nice if you could employ him, because he was very strong and he was trustworthy. Ulama al-Mufassirin write, how did she make out his strength? Because he picked up a lid, the lid of the well would be covered by a lid, which normally 10 people together would pick up this lid. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, all by his own, picked up the lid of this well. And he was Amin. And why? She says, I went forward to lead him to our home, but he refused. He told me to walk behind. And as a way of directing me, he told me, when we need to go to the right, you throw a stone to the right, we need to turn left, and throw a stone towards the left, that was the garment of the time. And he says that never in the road he ever turned back even. Never even had a conversation, never asked me my name or anything. There was no flirting whatsoever. He's Amin. And of course then Sayyidina Shuaib alayhi salam gets Musa alayhi salam married to her. So these qualities, Al-Qawiyu, Al-Amin, these are two qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, even in the story of Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. And again, it's a lengthy incident in which he asked for the throne of Bilqis to be brought before him. قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ أَوْ مُوسَى أَوْ سُلَيْمَانَ. Before you can even stand up from this gathering, I can bring it to you. The jinn has this power. أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. And he mentioned his two qualities that he possessed. I am strong and I am trustworthy. These are the qualities we need to have. Especially the quality of Amanadari, Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, when he is made the treasurer of Egypt. Inni hafizun alim. He had the knowledge of how to be a treasurer. And he was hafiz. He was a person who would protect the treasures of Egypt. In other words, he was Amin. He was trustworthy. Before Qiyamah, there are so many ahadith that depict the condition of people at that time, where there will be so much of evil prevalent. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that among the signs of Qiyamah, one will be such that amanat, as I mentioned, people will give us their possessions to keep as, and they will trust us, then those amanat will be treated as spoils of war to be distributed amongst the people. So the person, instead of giving back the amanat that the person trusted him with, he will usurp that money and he will devour that wealth. Rasulullah mentioned that Qiyamah will not take place until a good person, an amanatdar person, an Amin, yukhawwanul Amin, he'll be regarded to be a disloyal people in the eyes of public. In other words, he'll be different. And we can see this, a good person today, on many occasions, he is regarded to be unfit for the duty. Why? Because he's not a wheeler and dealer. He's not the right man for us. He is very pimp, he's very proper, he follows principles of Sharia, he's not the right man. And a person who is a khain, a disloyal person, he'll be regarded to be amanatdar, he'll be regarded to be Amin. The hadith says that a man on the day before Qiyamah, one of the signs of Qiyamah, the minor signs, that it'll be impossible to find a trustworthy person until finally he'll be said, if you're certain place there far, Inna fi bani fulanin rajulan aminan. There's a man there. He is a trustworthy person. Hadith of Rasul says that this man will not even possess the size of a mustard seed of iman even, let alone amanat. My respected brothers and elders, again, there's so much of more things I would like to share. Amanat dari. Let us be trustworthy people. Let us be amongst those people whom Allah praises in the Quran as Amin. Let us follow what Rasulullah mentioned, that be Amin. In fact, when you are working for an organization and you have funds to give to the poor, or any person, your boss tells you, okay, end of the month, these poor people will come, then you must give them. If you are a Al-Khazin Al-Amin, you are a trustworthy person in charge of the treasury, and he has trusted you, and now you are going to give the people the money that they are coming for, the poor people. If you are trustworthy and you're doing it happily for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as though you also took out, as though this money was yours. فَهُوَ أَحَدُ الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. Just as your boss, your owner, the owner of the wealth, he will get reward for sadaqah, you too will also share in that sadaqah. Just because the person is amanatdar. May Allah make me amanatdar. Make all of us, the ayat that I quote in the beginning, Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard. Allah sent down, Allah presented amanat in the broad meaning. Amanat to Allah. Be trustworthy to Allah. Trustworthy to Rasulullah. Others following Shariat. Another verse, لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم. In the story of Abu Lubaba al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, when Banu Qurayza, they were in a siege, and they told Rasulullah SAW, okay, that send somebody who will make a decision amongst us. And he said, okay, I'll send Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, who they knew well, So before Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu could go and give any verdict what we should do, what the Muslims should do regarding these Jews, they said, we want to speak to Abu Lubaba al-Ansari. Abu Lubaba had some of his possessions kept there amongst them. So when he entered, he did not utter anything to them. All he did, he showed them a sign that, you know what, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh is going to make him the hakam, then he's going to execute you. Rather don't make him. Allah has revealed the verses. They do not be disloyal to Allah. Do not be disloyal to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not be disloyal to the people who have given you, entrusted you, the amanat to you. The verses came down. Abu Lubaba Ansari realized the mistake he made. Immediately, he goes to the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today in Riyadul Jannah, where people go to perform salat, and we try to read 2 rakat salat in that area. One of the pillars, one of the sutun is known as the sutun of Abu Lubaba. Why? He tied himself around that pillar. And he says, until Allah, until Rasulullah does not release me from this, I will not move from here. 8 days he remained there without any food even, until Allah forgave him. So this amanat that we have, Allah says, I presented amanat to the mountains, to the skies, to the earth. Each one refused to accept this amanat, this trustworthiness. This, why? فَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا. They were afraid they will not be able to discharge this amanat. Insan accepted it. So you and I accept this amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This deen, this sharia, we have to follow the sharia and not what our whims and fancies tell us. We cannot say, this body belongs to me, it is my life, I can do whatever I want. We are governed by the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.